Episode 1, an introduction. Let's get weird.
Welcome to Picture It, the unique world of Italian horror. This is an introduction episode, as I'm sure you know by now. It's just about getting to know me and why this exists. First off, before I say anything else, I have to say thank you to Everett, Kendall, and Seth of Geek Cinema Podcast. They gave me my start for podcasting. They gave me an opportunity. Everett, specifically. They gave me a chance to talk about movies, which, if you know me, which you might or you might not, if you know me, then you know film is something I'm very passionate about. It's always been either something I've wanted to do and tried to do, or something I've admired from afar since I was even like young, very young. So I have to say thanks to them. And if you've not checked out Geek Cinema Podcast, by all means, go check them out. You can hear me there. We talk about all kinds of superhero films. We talk about sci-fi. We dive into horror. It's a good time. It's a conversational podcast. Thank you again to all three of you. So, my name is Matt, and I will be your host. As I mentioned, film has always been something that I loved since a young age. The Alien series in particular is what kickstarted this love for film, love and appreciation for film. Not all those entries are great, I'm very aware of that, but I still love them. I find things in there to appreciate, because even in bad movies, which we're going to get into with Italian horror, even in bad movies, there is an idea and probably a good film buried within a bad film. Not always, but probably. I'm a fan of David Lynch and Dream Logic. I like films that give you some answers, but leave you with questions, and they leave you thinking afterwards. It sticks with you. Those films are few and far between, but believe it or not, a lot of Italian horror is like that. And don't get me wrong, like, I know giallos are pretty straightforward. They are what they are. However, there are plenty of other different, bizarre films out there that leave you like, what the hell did I just watch? And you kind of have to decipher what the director has given you. I love things like that. Whenever DVDs were introduced and they had special features, I gravitated to that. I wanted to know what went on the other side of the camera. How did this idea come from simply nothing into this film that people may or may not have seen? It was mystifying in a way. So I very much would dig into every special feature on every DVD I ever owned. And going back to my love of Alien, one of the very first things that I remember seeing as far as like what goes on behind the scenes was, I believe it was an HBO Alien Resurrection, like 30-minute first look thing. And I went over and stayed at a friend's house just to see that. Like, that is how much I was interested in what went on behind the scenes. I loved the Alien movies, but I wanted to see how it was done. I wanted to know the tricks. I wanted to know everything. As we all know, those 30-minute behind-the-scenes episodes didn't really go into much of what went on behind the scenes. It was essentially just a small promo, and you'd see kind of how they filmed this or that, and that was it. Still, it lit a fire in me. It gave me this desire to want to learn more and more and more. And my love of DVDs and special features turned me into a collector of physical media in general. And thankfully, there are labels out there that are putting out these Italian horror films that nobody wants to touch, or maybe they've been forgotten about. I would guarantee you, without companies like Arrow, Shout, Scream Factory, Severance, Synapse, Vinegar Syndrome, Scorpion, Code Red, Criterion, 84 Entertainment, X-Rated, Kino, Shameless, Grindhouse Releasing, the list goes on, but without those companies, so many films from the 90s, from the 80s, from the 70s, from the 60s would be a distant memory. It was because of my love for physical media and being interested in these various labels that I found Blue Underground. And as I mentioned before, I'm a huge David Lynch fan. I'm a big Twin Peaks fan. And something that went along with Twin Peaks was owls. And I heard that there was this owl killer in a film called Stage Fright that Blue Underground happened to be putting out. I had to see what this film was. It was incredibly bizarre and captured my interest so much so that I wanted to find out where this film came from. Like, why is this so different? Why does it feel like a dream in a way? Not like a dream like, oh my gosh, it's amazing, but like a dream that it seems just otherworldly in a way. So started looking into it and discovered it was from Italy. So what did I do next? I went to Google, and this was about 3 years ago. That's whenever my love for Italian horror started to blossom. And I found plenty more. One of the first that I came across was Short Night of Glass Dolls and Blood and Black Lace, Phenomena. These were just outstanding films that no one was talking about. I mean, I even brought it up to other people, and while Phenomena seemed to be somewhat remembered or slightly known about because of Dario Argento, the others were not. I got a lot of, what are you talking about? So why Italian horror? Well, like I said, it's a niche, and I know that. And I feel like it's mostly forgotten and incredibly underappreciated. There's some gems, there is some trash, and plenty of plainly bizarre films that are just forgotten about. There are even sequels out there to films that you love that I bet you have no idea exist, because Italy was famous for grabbing what worked in America or was successful in other parts of the world and either molding something into a quote sequel or just plain ripping it off. fascinating, fascinating stuff. As I was digging into all of this, I started picking up books and would pick up as many physical releases of things to dive into more of that world, to learn more. I discovered it was a small community, similar to what Frank Hennenlotter had in New York City in the 80s with Frankenhooker, Brain Damage. It was this tight community that would work not only on their own films, but they would work on each other's films. Not always credited, but they were there. Italy is like that. The 60s, 70s, 80s, some of the 90s. It's all a small world. That fascinated me. Fascinated me so much that I wanted to share it with you. All of you. I consider Italienhard to be a truly special and all but lost twilight of film history. And don't get me wrong, whenever I say that Italian horror has been forgotten, I don't mean by everyone, but for instance, the general public really, really haven't had an interest in horror since, I would honestly say, about mid-2000s. We've had the occasional film that's peaked and done something until this past summer. We had It. And it was a huge success, the highest grossing horror film of all time. Wild. But if you bring up Italian horror to people, they don't know what you're talking about. Your casual horror fan will know Suspiria. They'll probably know Zombie. And that's about it. And honestly, that was me too. With Picture It, I want to dive deep into the good, the bad, and the bizarre. I want to explore for you and myself, because some of these films would be the first time I've ever seen them. I want to educate. I want to talk about the themes. I want to talk about the finances. I want to talk about the hidden players, the connections that you and most everyone probably didn't realize were there. I want to talk about the critical reception of said film, as well as give you my take on whatever we happen to be watching. We'll also cover the different versions of a film, how it was marketed. For instance, a lot of the Bava films were brought over to America and recut in crazy ways, as was Phenomena, which I mentioned earlier in the States, was released as Creepers. Some people prefer the Creepers cut. Some people prefer the Phenomena cut. It's interesting to see how these films were handled across the globe, because some of these films are connected to other films that make no sense, and some series would spawn a series out of, like, a side series out of it, and unless you were in a certain region, you had no idea. Fascinating. I will also tell you where you can see it today. Most of the films that I'm going to cover have some sort of physical component to them. If they don't, I will guide you as to where you can see it and how I saw it. I will also guide you on different releases of a film. If you're really into special features, I might recommend one higher than the other. The episodes will be released on the 14th and 28th of each month. I'll share with you at the end of each podcast what is coming next. The episodes will actually not be random, as some podcasts out there are. Instead, they will be series, usually consisting of anywhere from 4 to 6 films. The first series will be called Bava in the Beginning. The first film will be Planet of the Vampires, which goes back to my love of Alien. It had a huge impact on Ridley Scott. It's a bit selfish to start with this one, and I realize that. But in truth, Bava kickstarted the Italian horror movement. It started in the 60s, and if it wasn't for him, we would not have got so many of the amazing films that have come out of Italy. And we'll get to others like Argento, we'll get to Fulci, we'll get to Lamberto Bava, we'll get to Martino. We will get to just about everyone out there, even if I personally am not a fan of them. For instance, I'm not a fan of cannibal films, but we will cover Cannibal Holocaust at some point. And we'll also talk about how the cannibal films, with each new one, they tried to top the past one in terms of gross out imagery, things like that. Like I said, not for me, but we will cover them at some point. And once in a while, we'll break away from the format of series and do a few fun one-offs that I feel tie in with either what we are about to cover or what we just covered. There's also going to be a fun, unique take on one series that will start with me reading you a classic story. What that will be, you'll have to wait and see. I will have guests on the show. My first guests are going to be Everett and Kendall from Geek Cinema, possibly Seth for Planet of the Vampires. And actually, this is where you listening come in. I would love, if you're listening to this podcast, it's not by random. It's not by happenstance. It's not because you saw like our logo and thought it was cool or something like that. You clicked on this because you like Italian horror. Otherwise, why would you be here? So I want you to reach out. If you have an interest in, a genuine interest in film and discussing and learning, contact me. At the end of each episode, I'm going to do something fun to lead you out, and that's play a song from a band that either I know that I'd like to shed some light on, or if you're part of a band and listening, send me your music. As long as it's well mixed, as long as it sounds decent, I will use it on here. I would love to promote you out there, because I'm somebody who believes that through promoting each other, we all get a little further. So if you want to discuss Italian horror with me or submit your music, get in touch. We'll figure all the details out. How you can reach me is pictureitpodcast@yahoo.com. All one word. pictureit_pod on Twitter. pictureitpodcast, all one word, on Instagram. And you can reach me through the Facebook page, which is pictureit, the unique world of Italian horror. So, with all that said, here is our first band. This is The Secret Post with Let's Pretend Tonight, courtesy of Control Records. And tell me, are you ready to
picture it?
We'll be right back.
This has been a Second Mob podcast. For more audio content or information on this podcast, please visit secondmob.com.